I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another segment of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning literary series sharing America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lyken with his weekly On the Backlot report. The name Jimmy Van Heusen may not mean much today, but his fine compositions rewarded the likes of Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Julie Andrews. With regards to movie scores and television themes, Van Heusen was Hollywood royalty for three decades. And while working with Johnny Burke and Sammy Kahn, he won four Oscars and an Emmy. Edward Chester Babcock was born in Syracuse, changing his name to Van Heusen after the famous shirt maker while in his teens. He first collaborated with the younger brother of Harold Arlen, and he wrote songs for a Cotton Club review. After spending time as a Tin Pan Alley pianist, he teamed with Jimmy Dorsey and later Burke. Hollywood beckoned, and he responded with 60 tunes over a two-year period, including Deep in a Dream, Heaven Can Wait, and Polka Dot and Moonbeams, which was recorded by Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. The bandleader's vocalist, Frank Sinatra, became a lifelong friend. Here are a couple of these fabulous pieces for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
Heaven can wait, this is paradise. Heaven can wait. You must be an angel on a visit from the sky. Now I look at heaven when I look into your eyes. So heaven can wait. This is paradise, loving the way we do. Until I go there with you, heaven can wait.
A bump and hurt and oh beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around the pug-nosed dream. The music started and was I the perplexed one. I held my breath and said, may I have the next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed dream.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and today we're sharing treasure time listening to the music of Jimmy Van Heusen. Though he didn't receive on-screen credit, Van Heusen's tunes appeared in many two-reelers. Paramount needed a sound to complement the voice of Bing Crosby in Road to Zanzibar. Crosby was quite influential at the time and showed his appreciation to the composer's work when he suggested they hire Van Heusen on future road pictures and in the vastly popular Going My Way in 1944. Here are primary examples of Jimmy's exquisite work on Forgotten Hollywood.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
a fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
The Road to Utopia was our next little junket after guided tours to Singapore, Zanzibar, and Morocco. And in this almost strictly ad-libbed fiasco, Dottie L'Amour lost her sarong for a parka, Hal Walker, the director, lost his patience, and Hope and myself temporarily lost our complete minds as we get carried away in the following little ditty.
I don't care where I'm going, just as long as I'm with you. Put it there, pal, put it there.
I'll be just like your horses, and I'll stick to you like glue.
Put it there, pal, put it there.
I'm glad you're fooling Pepsodent.
Oh, that happy snow.
Stealing all that cash. I hear your show on Thursdays.
Nice, huh?
What a lot of eggs you smash.
Well, at least I don't depend upon Kelowna's big mustache.
Oh, he gave me the brush.
You're faithful and you're fair.
Put it there.
Skin me that, skin me. You've got that something in your voice so right for selling cheese.
Hustle a lot of this stuff.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
Put that back in a bowl.
You know, I think your jokes are great.
Really?
It's just that folks are hard to please.
They're just snobs, that all.
Put it there, pal.
Put it there. Your face could make a fortune.
Just your nose should make a lot.
How do you siphon?
I like the way you wear those gaudy colored shirts you've got. Boy, the only time a rainbow ever covered up a pot.
You're such a perfect square.
Uh-oh, is that on the paper there? Let me see the square.
Big crowd here
tonight. Shall we dance?
Sorry, I have my heavy underwear on.
Oh, just to what's around, to the adrenaline, huh?
Well, okay, if I lead. My colleague.
My crony.
My cohort.
My friend.
Companions.
Confederates.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
Or salt and tomatoes.
Boy, what a blend. Don't put it in the paper.
Don't worry about me.
Don't put it on the air.
I'll finish.
Don't put it in your pipe. Put it there.
Confidentially, do you like this as well as singing?
Leave your name with the girl when you go out. We may get you for some crowd noise.
Sure, and call me.
Van Heusen was the fourth cog in the hugely successful Road collaborative effort that included Crosby, Bob Hope, and Dorothy L'Amour. He joined the Road to Utopia, the Road to Rio, and the Road to Bali. Sammy Kahn cements the lasting legacy of Jimmy Van Heusen. Jimmy Van Heusen's tunes began to pop up in all the right places during the early 1940s, including Casablanca, My Favorite Spy, The Bells of St. Mary, and A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Van Heusen also indulged his lifelong passion as a pilot and worked part-time under his real name of Babcock for Lockheed during World War II. As the 50s emerged, the songwriter spent moments of his private life babysitting the tumultuous marriage of Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner. He housed the crooner after one incident, and on two different occasions, Van Heusen saved Sinatra from his attempts at suicide. Once the singer emerged as an Oscar winner for From Here to Eternity, he suggested to Jimmy as a favor that he meet Sammy Kahn. The results? Outstanding collaborative efforts with tunes perfectly presented by Old Blue Eyes. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kinda smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked, you're cooked, you're caught in the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map, and then you wonder how it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap. Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. Perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Forgotten Hollywood is spending an hour with the incomparable Jimmy Van Heusen. After this influential talent received Academy Awards for All the Way and High Hopes, he continued writing for Francis Albert. Let's share another fine example. This is Come Dance With Me on Forgotten Hollywood.
Hey there, cutes, put on your dancing boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things I'll be saying. 'Cause what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we waltz home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey there, cutes, put on your bassy boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what cuckoo things I'll be saying. For what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we wing home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on and dance with me.
As the 1960s approached, Jimmy Van Heusen established the soundtrack for Sinatra's Rat Pack. I'm Manny Pacheco, and you're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
Someday I'll have me a chauffeur and a block-long limousine, EO11. EO11. Someday I'll have me a penthouse, stacks and stacks of Bowling Green, EO11. EO11. It's all a state of mind, whether or not you find that plays down there or heaven. In the meantime, EO, EO, EO 11, EO 11, EO 11. Show me a man without a dream.
and I'll show you a man that's dead, real dead. Once I had me a dream, but that dream got kicked in the head. Dream dead. I nearly had me that chauffeur and that black long limousine, EO11. I nearly had me that penthouse, all them stacks of folding green, E11. Some judge is gonna say I'm putting you away for 4 score years and 7. In the meantime, E11, 11. Ooh, do 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 do.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick.
Return to Forgotten Hollywood, Jimmy Van Heusen rolls on during the swinging 60s. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get shut out. Make like a Mr. Meek, and you'll get cut out. Make like a little lamb, and wham, you're shorn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. Make like a Mr. Mumbles and you're a zero. Make like a Mr. Big, they dig a hero. You've got to sound your A the day you're born. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. The taller the tree is, the sweeter the peach. I'll give you the whole Magilla in a one-word speech. Reach, make like the world's your pudding, but like the brandy. Even the mildest kiss is a dan, dan, dandy. There'll be no love in bloom come doomsday morn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. In civilized jungles, females adore the lions who come on swinging. If you want to score, roar. You can be either read to or be the reader. You can be either led or be the leader. Don't wait until you're told you're old and worn. Take in some air and get your lips puckered before you find you're simply too tuckered. I'll tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. Blow your horn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
The lasting loyalty of Jimmy Van Heusen paid off in dividends during the 1960s as he continued working with Sinatra, Sammy Kahn, and notably with Hope, Crosby, and Lamour in Road to Hong Kong, the final cinematic trip made by this comedic trio. Oscar came calling one last time when the songwriting duo wrote Call Me Irresponsible for Fred Astaire to sing in a minor comedy called Papa's Delicate Condition. However, a contract issue forced the dancer to bow out and Jackie Gleason was cast. Either way, the tune was not to be denied. Forgotten Hollywood remembers this most memorable exercise.
Call me irresponsible, call me unreliable, a throw-in, undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. So calm, unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. A rainbow I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable. But undeniably true. But I'm irresponsibly mad for you. to my foolish alibi for you. Girl, I'm not too clever. I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me that I'm so impractical. Rainbow, I'm inclined to pursue. Go ahead, call me irresponsible. Your sign, unreliable. But it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad.
Practicality, D doesn't interest me. Love the life that I lead. I've got a pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, one little miracle a day is all I need. T rubbles more or less, B other me, I guess, when the sun doesn't shine. But there's a pocket full of miracles, and with a pocket full of miracles, the world's a bright and shiny apple that's mine, all mine. I hear sleigh bells ringing smack in the middle of May. I go around like there's snow around. I feel so good, it's Christmas every day. Lee, it's a carousel, VR as I can tell, and I'm writing for free. So if you're down and out of miracles, I've got a pocket full of miracles, and there'll be miracles enough for you. Smack in the middle of May, I go around like there's snow around. I feel so good, it's Christmas every day. Lee, I've a carousel, VR as I can tell, and I'm writing for free. I've got a pocket full of miracles, that's right. But if I had to pick a miracle, my favorite miracle of all is you and me.
That's it.
The creation of fabulous music made this amiable writer a popular choice by directors and writers, including Frank Capra, Neil Simon, Norman Lear, and Bud Yorkin. He even wrote the first television theme to Hazel, the creation of Ted Kee from the Saturday Evening Post. Before Before Van Heusen retired, he had one more collaborative effort in his bag of tricks when he wrote scores for Julie Andrews in a pair of films, Thoroughly Modern Millie in 1967 and Star in 1968. Of course, he worked with his longtime partner Sammy Kahn. The results were stunning. Forgotten Hollywood takes a listen.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to rack and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and sodden and amorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance, they wouldn't allow. Now he's quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now. Is thoroughly modern. Bands are getting jazzier. Everything today is starting to go. Cars are getting snazzier. Men say it's criminal what women will do. What they're forgetting is this is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Isn't it delectable? Painting lips and pencil lining your brow. Now it's quite respectable. Goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie.
If the lady's naughty but proper, if the lady's chicer than chic, if her escorts must wear a topper, and each man's the man of the week, if she rides around in a brand new foreign car, the chances are the lady's a star. If the lady's brilliantly witty, if she makes the dialogue flash, if the lady's way with a ditty makes the ditty seem like a smash, if her songs add up to a fancy repertoire, the chances are the lady's a star. If her smallest party is really extensive, with tons of expensive caviar, if the lady's someone with the same credentials, someone with the same essential, someone who is worshipped from afar, she's a genuine, positive, totally marvelous, perfectly wonderful star. Sometimes alarming and bizarre. If the lady's someone with the same dimension, someone with the same pretension, someone known from Maine to Cooch Baha, she's a magical, glorious, radiant, glamorous, thoroughly fabulous star.
Hi,
I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Today I'm taking a walking tour into Hollywood's past. First stop, the heart of Hollywood and what is today a YMCA Job Corps dormitory. But from 1916 to 1975, it was the Hollywood Studio Club, a chaperoned dormitory for young women in the movie business. At various times, it was home for Marilyn Monroe, Anne Rand, Donna Reed, Marino Sullivan, Rita Moreno, Barbara Eden, and Sharon Tate. Mrs. Cecil B. DeMille and Mary Pickford were active in the club's operations in the early days. The early image was of the extra girl, but following Fatty Arbuckle's role in the death of a young actress, the studios decided the image needed reforming. And so, the studio girl became the smartly dressed, genteel, and graceful young woman who found security and a home at the Hollywood Studio Club. But by the mid-1960s, times had changed, and membership was open to secretaries, dancers, and models, and others. But the club was losing money, and it closed in 1975. But as we say here, the past is always part of the present. My good friend R.J. Adams, also known as radio personality Bob Shannon, has written a movie called The Studio Club. The plotline has studio execs and aspiring actresses clashing in a dramatic mystery thriller. It's a movie I'm looking forward to seeing. Well, that's my On the Backlot report for this week. I think it's time for a deserved drum roll one more time for the great Jimmy Van Heusen. Thanks, Manny.
Gary, thank you for your insightful report. Steve Guzman, a great collaborative effort. Well done, as usual. Jimmy Van Heusen composed over 800 songs, and many are featured in over 180 films. He deservedly became an inductee of the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1971. One more thing, Bob Hope's character in The Road to Hong Kong was named Chester Babcock, a thoughtful reference to Van Heusen's birth name. This is one fellow who should never be left by the roadside. His name may be unfamiliar by today's audiences, but gratifyingly, his music lives on. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened. and it has.